Senator Scott Brown is scheduled to meet with President Obama at the White House later today, following the president's Oval Office address on the Gulf oil spill last night. Just a few minutes ago, we spoke with Brown from Washington and heard his reaction to the speech.
Well, obviously, he's a great speaker, and I've said this before, and I have to say it again, that I wish he would spend more time focusing on how we're going to clean up the spill and how we are going to contain it, and less time trying to pass the blame game, and also trying to push, I feel, a national energy tax that'll ultimately drive jobs overseas. And that seems to be where they're heading.
So did the president's speech in your eyes and your ears fall short last night?
I think people wanted more. They wanted more of an explanation as to how they're going to mitigate. That's one of the biggest things that I'm hearing from not only my constituents, but people through, here in Washington is, listen, they don't expect them to put on a wetsuit and go down and plug the hole, but they do expect, the Coast Guard, Corps of Engineers, EPA, and the administration to help mitigate and execute the emergency plans that are in place so they can protect the environment and the coastline of these states that are being affected, and that's not happening. And also the fact that he's finally speaking and meeting with the head of BP, after almost 2 months, people want him to put everybody in a room, come up with the best people in the world to try to solve this problem and get at it. And there's been a little bit of too much delay in that regard.
So what will you tell the president today when you meet with him?
I'm not going to tell him anything. I'm going to be respectful because it's a very serious meeting about serious issues, and I'm hopeful that we'll have a free and fair flow of information back and forth. I'm going to try to be helpful and constructive and see what what's on his mind. I mean, he asked me to come to him, obviously, and I'm going to talk, I'm presuming, about his national energy tax idea, and then I'm sure he'll bring up immigration, and then I'm going to try to focus on jobs and see where he's what the plans are to kind of get the economy moving again.
There's some speculation in Washington that the president will be looking for your support today for that energy legislation that you mentioned because he needs 60 votes in Washington.
Well, he and the majority leader and as well as the minority leader call regularly asking for my support on issues, and I've said that I will look at each and every bill and make an independent decision based on, how it affects our state first and then the rest of the country. Obviously, this is a little bit a different situation. I'm not sure he did not let us know what the nature of the meeting was about, but I can assume he's looking for my support for something.
And if it is the energy bill, you're reluctant to give that support?
Well, I need to see what the bill is. What bill is he talking about? There's a whole host of them. There's some that have been approved in committee. There's some that have been filed. There's some that are being discussed but haven't been filed. So I need to see what bill they're talking about, because if there's a bill that involves a national energy tax or a cap and trade scheme, I'm opposed to it. But if you're talking about a comprehensive energy policy where we're looking at wind, solar, hydro, nuclear, geothermal, conservation, as well as R&D and constructive, getting the playing field level so a lot of our green technology companies can start to produce energy and we can step back from our reliance on foreign oil, then I'm very interested. I always have been.
Ahead of his White House meeting today with BP oil executives, there's some talk that perhaps BP should be stripped of control of its oil and gas interests in the U.S. as part of the punishment over the Gulf oil spill. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, the president has the authority to assume control of the cleanup at any time. And that, if you're talking about stripping citizens or companies of their rights without a due process, and I'm not in favor of that, certainly. I just want to help solve the problem and get the coastline back to where it should be and try to stop this leak. That's the top concern and main concern. We can talk about all that other stuff after we get the hole plugged.
Senator Scott Brown, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.